Well, it might seem natural that two Australian cave divers who helped rescue 12 young soccer players and their coach from a flooded cave in northern Thailand would be named Australians of the Year. But anaesthetist Richard Harris and retired vet Craig Challen say they're astounded that their hobby has brought them so much interest and acknowledgement. This is the first time the honour, the top honour, has been jointly awarded, and the pair plan to use this year to encourage Australians young and old to challenge ourselves, take risks, grasp the opportunities that come our way. Dr. Craig Challen did exactly that in Thailand last year. Craig, welcome to RN Breakfast and congratulations.
Thanks very much, Fran. Great to be with you.
You've had a couple of days to think about it now, Craig. I wonder how you and Richard think or plan you're going to use this platform, which is an enormous megaphone you get really with this award, to encourage Australians to give it a go, to encourage Australians more broadly.
Yeah, Fran. Well, 7 months ago, Harry and I were both just ordinary guys sitting around, and this story had appeared on the screens about the boys lost in Thailand. And of course, we knew nothing. We all thought, well, it's a few days into it, and they're probably dead, and this story is all going to end up in a horrible disaster. We didn't know that a week later we would be getting a call like this, and of course the rest is history. But it's really, I think, a metaphor for what we've got in Australia. There's such enormous opportunities, and we've been very fortunate throughout our lives to be able to take advantage of those, little knowing that something like this was going to pop itself up. If we hadn't taken advantage of those and built some skills in an admittedly pretty unusual hobby, then we wouldn't have been able to take advantage of that. So this applies to everyone. And not everybody's going to go on an international cave rescue, obviously, but everybody is going to have something appear in their life or a challenge or an opportunity to do something really wonderful. And unless they use their life to build their skills and to build their resilience in whatever their field of endeavour is, whether it's their work or sport or volunteer work or their hobbies, then they're not going to be ready, because when it appears, it's going to be too late to prepare then.
So to break that down, what you're saying to all of us is, if a chance presents itself, say yes. Is that what you're saying? Or is it, do you think as a nation we should be more focused on building into us our skill development in a changing world and also our resilience?
Well, of course, as a nation, we need to be doing that. But it's all an individual responsibility. Nobody is going to do these things for you. So it's incumbent upon yourself to be the best person you can be, because you never know when the challenge is coming.
When you got the call to say, would you come and help with this rescue effort, you personally, Craig Challen, did you hesitate?
Oh, not at all. I'm almost embarrassed to admit that the dirty little secret of this whole thing, Fran, is that it was a great adventure for us too. But nevertheless, I mean, this is something that we had discussed for years and prepared for, and we thought, well, there's just an outside chance that we might be involved in a rescue one day. Of course, normally day to day, this is just our fun. It's what we do on our holidays, and it's, an adventure for us. Who was to know that it would convert into something as earth-shattering as this whole story.
Mind you, when this sort of opportunity or adventure, or let's use those terms, it was near tragedy, presented itself to you, you and Richard had no confidence, did you, at all, that you were going to be able to achieve any success here?
Absolutely none. In fact, we were almost convinced of the opposite. When the idea was first floated, if you'll forgive the expression, of diving these boys out of the cave, our immediate reaction was, that is impossible and it can't be done. There'll have to be another way found. Mm-hmm. But all the alternate plans over the few days after the boys were found fell away as being non-plausible, and the diving plan was the only one left. So, not without some reluctance and pessimism, we were put in a situation where we had to do it, because the only alternative was to leave them in there to almost certain death.
So what's that like, Craig, personally speaking, in a cave, deep in a cave, in the dark, in the wet, responsible for 13 other lives, feeling deeply pessimistic about the opportunities. How do you manage yourself, if you like, in your own emotional and your own resilience to pull that off, to keep going forward with it?
Well, presumably
exude optimism and confidence.
Well, we were doing our best with the optimism and confidence, but it was failing us a little bit at that time. So the cave environment, we're perfectly comfortable with that. I mean, we've been doing this for well over 20 years. And as far as our own safety goes, there was never any, you know, doubt in our minds about that. In fact, we've been in far worse conditions than this individual cave. But to be responsible for these human lives is a different thing again, and particularly given that we thought there was no prospects at all of success. It weighs heavily to go into the cave in the morning and being confronted with these living people and thinking, well, a few hours later, we might be pulling them out of the cave as bodies. And I haven't really got words to describe the tension that there was amongst us. It really could have all ended up as a horrible disaster. But happily, our judgment about that was quite flawed, and here we are today.
Thank heavens. It's 17 to 8. Our guest is Dr. Craig Challen. He's a joint winner of Australian of the Year for this year, along with his diving partner, Richard Harris. And you've got some parenting advice too. I think that's going to be one of your messages, is to encourage your kids to take adventures. We've got one of our listeners, Jennifer in Canberra, said, please ask Craig Challen about courage versus stupidity and encouraging people to learn to swim safety. What's your message to kids and to parents?
Well, life is not without risk. There seems to be this sentiment that we can make life as safe and comfortable as possible and everything will be okay. But you need to expose yourself to this and expose your children to it in order to build their resilience for the future, because everything is not going to be sweet in their lives. So get out there, you know, expose yourself to challenges, or expose your kids to challenges. Do everything you can to so that they see as many different experiences. They learn to live with a bit of discomfort or a bit of inconvenience, because one day they're going to be out there on their own and they're going to have to cope with all of this stuff. And if they've just been cushioned for their whole lives, then they are going to be found wanting.
Okay. Craig, away from your particular act of courage and thankfully success and your award, there is some irony in the timing of this award. You rescued a team of Thai soccer football players in Thailand, and now Thailand is detaining the soccer player refugee Hakim Al-Arabi. One of our listeners says, I was wondering if you could ask Richard or Craig to quietly go to Thailand and plead the case of Hakim. What do you think?
Well, look, I'm not totally informed about the detail of this particular issue. And as far as that goes, I think I'm probably safer to leave that to the political or diplomatic commentators, although I would say that it does seem that the gentleman concerned is the victim of a pretty grave injustice. From what I've seen, it doesn't seem that that can all be pinned at the feet of the Thai authorities, and it does seem to be a little bit questionable, some of the actions of Interpol and perhaps the Department of Home Affairs, but I don't really know about that.
Okay.
However, I have heard the suggestion that there should be some sort of quid pro quo for the Thai cave rescue, and it is not like that. You know, we went to Thailand and engaged in this rescue because it was the right thing to do, and it's not an exchange for we do something for your citizens and therefore you do something for ours. Everybody needs to think about what is the right thing to do here. I am very hopeful that justice will prevail in this case, but there's a lot of activity going on behind the scenes, and I have faith that the right thing will be done in the end.
And Craig, just briefly, I'm sure you'll be asked about the Australia Day public holiday date debate that rages every year. Do you have a view? Should January 26th be Australia Day?
Well, I think that is just a date. My immediate reaction when this first appeared as an issue a few years ago was that I felt a little bit attached to the 26th of January, just mm-hmm. because that had been the day for my whole life. But I think both sides of this debate really need to take a look at what's important. And for those that propose continuing January 26th as their national day of celebration, I ask them, is it really that important if it upsets some of our fellow Australians? The First Fleet could have arrived here a day or a week or a month earlier or later, and then we would have thought that it would be some other date that was so profoundly important to our nation. Yeah. It's just a day of the year. However, for those that are on the other side of the debate and are really quite emotional about moving it to a different day, I think they can also ask themselves the same question about attachment to this symbol. And, we have had the apology, we have the welcomes to country, and we have the acknowledgement of elders, and I will absolutely welcome those if they make people feel better. But none of those things are going to help anyone with their trachoma or their kidney disease or diabetes or cyclic disadvantage in social circumstances and education. And I think, we really need to concentrate on what's important and what's going to make people's lives better.
And so the debate goes on. Craig Challen, again, thank you very much for joining us and congratulations.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Dr. Craig Challen, he's a cave diver, he's a retired vet, and he's now Australian of the Year, joint Australian of the Year with Richard Harris, for their courageous efforts in rescuing the 12 Thai football players and their coach from a flooded cave in northern Thailand.